So there you have it, folks. Jay Daniels has come into WEWA and started off very fast. As for Darius, we are sad to announce that he has suffered a torn sternum and will not be able to perform on a WEWA card for a very long time. But don't let one injury think that WEWA is lacking for any talent. Tonight, we will see the return of Alastair Stonewall in action against Eddie Outlaw. And we will also have a special one-on-one Candace Hoffman interview with Canadian wrestle god Absolutely Real. In addition to that, add Ryan Rhodes against James Wesley, and you have one hell of an opening. Money matches tonight include WEWA American Heavyweight Champion Magnum Randall going head-to-head with the WEWA World Television Champion, the Hawaiian T-shirt wearing freaking nature, Chris Ross. Tommy Rockwell will also put his BACW belt up for grabs against a man who had it just a couple of months ago, the immortal Jack Craven. And in our main event, it's gonna be the war to settle the score that is carried over from 2005 Ways to Bleed, as Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh defends his eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship against one of the nastiest and most hated men in the business. I'm talking about Rick Righteous. At this time, James Wesley has already entered the ring, so it's time for our opening bout of the evening. Let's go to the squared circle with Michael Stuffer, who's waiting to deliver our opening introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WEWA Superstars! And welcome to the Chelsea Pier Sports and Entertainment Complex, located in the WEWA's hometown of Manhattan, New York. Already in the ring and making his WEWA debut, this is James Wesley!
You know, folks, I refuse to sit here and pump somebody like James Wesley. Look, I'm not sure there's much to say about this guy, other than that he's a friend of the American Heavyweight Champion, Magnum Randall. From the independent leagues to the big lights of WWA, it must have been a shock to hear that James Wesley has only performed in one house show over the entire month. And from what I've heard, it was a less than impressive performance. Still, this is the big time, and people do get nervous from time to time. So I can understand what this young man must be going through. You know, I was new at one time as well. But when I asked Mr. Petit what he thought, if he thought that James Wesley was going to be a good wrestler or he's going to be a bust, Mr. Petit simply stated that Magnum Randall would pay for his lack of judgment. Whatever that's supposed to mean, I'm not really sure. Speaking of lack of judgment, it's time to welcome back Ryan Rhodes.
And his opponent, he hails from London, England, and has returned to WEWA under his real name, once known as Premier, this is Ryan Rhodes!
Folks, controversy has circled around Ryan Rhodes since he aired an interview that showed him and Candace Hoffman as a couple. And as a courtesy to Candace Hoffman, who seems to be very upset over the footage, we were unsettled when reports surfaced, and these reports proved that Ryan Rhodes had aired an old tape that he and Candace Hoffman had made back in early 2004. At this point, Candace Hoffman has asked Ryan Rhodes not only stop using old footage of the two together, but that Ryan Rhodes stays away from her. I'm shocked. What, you gonna get a restraining order? Furthermore, Mr. Batia stated, should Ryan Rhodes not heed the warning set forth by WEWA, he will have no choice but to terminate the contract of Mr. Rhodes. Well, fans, I've just gotten word from the back that Ryan Rhodes was so angry with Candace Hoffman's reaction to his interview that he decided not to show up tonight. That's right, folks. No Ryan Rhodes. He's boycotting WEWA. This probably means he's going to get fired. Hold on a moment, folks. Wait a minute. Strike that, fans. Strike that. I have just gotten word from the back that Ryan Rhodes has just pulled up, and he is going to wrestle. Let's go back into the back area with the mobile Overtron, and let's see if we can catch a glimpse of Ryan Rhodes. Let's see if this is true. Guys, we got the cameras running in the back? Okay, here we go, folks. As you can see, here we have, yes, it is Ryan Rhodes, and he's getting out of- proverbial crimson man. It's Michael Cinque and Kavanaugh, the e-wrestling daughter of world heavyweight champion, who's dishing out the punishment, and he's giving it to Ryan Rhodes in 4 spoonfuls. Kavanaugh has Ryan Rhodes by the head, and he's saying something to him. Cameraman, can you get in there? Let's hear what he's saying.
Hi, Ryan. Thought I forgot about you, motherfucker. Never fucking forget.
Oh, did he just spit on him? Jesus Christ, the world champion has hammered Rhodes into a bloody pulp and slumping down into the ground. Michael Cinque, Kavanaugh has made good on his promise. He told Ryan Rhodes after their last match under Ryan Rhodes' name, if he ever returned to WWE, he would not only take him out, but he would end his career, leaving the scene covered in the blood of Ryan Rhodes. Michael Cinque, Kavanaugh has sent out the first warning shot to Rick Righteous. Kavanaugh, oh my God, Kavanaugh is here to defeat Rick Righteous once and for all. My God, will somebody get help for Ryan Rhodes?
Cut the footage, my God. This is ridiculous. Thank God that's off the Ovaltron. What a horrible sight. Ryan Rhodes has just been decimated by Michael Cinque Eyes Kavanaugh.
As the medical team tends to a quivering Ryan Rhodes, our Ovaltron has faded, and thank God, inside the ring, the referee has just counted out Ryan Rhodes, and believe it or not, James Wesley has just won his first match here in WWE, I guess via countout. Who would have predicted that? Certainly not me.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the belt as a result of Ryan Rhodes being unable to participate in his match, James Wesley!
Leaving the ring furious is James Wesley, who is now calling Ryan Rhodes the biggest coward he has ever seen. You know, for somebody who really didn't perform well this week, James Wesley, yeah, he should just leave the ring.
Oh my God! He's here! He's here!
Ryan Rhodes is here! Covered in his own blood! He's catching James Wesley at the foot of the curtain! And Rhodes is pounding Wesley with a steel chair! Over and over and over again! Wesley is helpless and into the guardrail with an Irish whip! Wesley goes in hard, arching his back in pain! Wesley gets a wild clothesline, but Wesley head over heels into the crowd. James Wesley is getting his ass kicked, and there's no stepping Ryan Rhodes, stepping over the guardrail and dragging Wesley to his feet. Rhodes smashes him in the face with a hot dog, but more body slamming James back over the guardrail and down onto the hard concrete floor. My God, you can actually see the welts forming on Wesley's back from Ryan's unmerciful steel chair beating, choking Wesley with the TV cables. This is anybody, oh my God, is anybody in the back? Is anybody here who's capable of stopping Ryan Rhodes down as Michael Cinque's camera has fired him up hotter than a red hot poker? Wesley passes out, untangling himself from the coax, and Rhodes is asking the crowd if they want to see Wesley's neck broken on the concrete. Don't do it! Why are the fans chanting? Why are they chanting? Don't chant! Rotating a barely conscious James Wesley to his feet, Rhodes jams his head between his thighs and falling backwards. Humpty Dumpty comes tumbling down. James Wesley is busted open bad and applying his choker finisher. Wesley frantically taps. He's tapping, but this isn't a match, and Rhodes isn't letting go. Rocking back and forth, he's trying to rip Wesley's arm from his socket. Wesley is continuing to tap, and Rhodes is screaming for Kavanaugh to get out. But the living legend would be nuts to come out here now. Security has finally arrived on the scene and prying Rhodes away from Wesley. James Wesley has appeared to have hyperextended his shoulder. My God, folks, Ryan Rhodes has just taken out James Wesley, and although Rhodes will not see the winner's curse tonight, it just might be Wesley's last match here in WWE. Fans, while we sort this out, let's take a break so we can prepare the arena for our next bout. My God, since the beginning, this is absolutely insane. Somebody get Fatih on the phone.